You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of I Hate Dating. This is episode 20, the last episode of the season. As always, I'm joined by my illustrious co-hosts, Paul and Stacey. Stacey, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And Paul, how are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
Now, today's show has a special sponsor. Stacey, you want to go ahead and kick us off with it?
Yeah. So tonight's episode is brought to you by National Credit Card Relief. And, you know, on this show, we actually talk about dating and debt and finance because that's an important part of dating. So if you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debts, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? Yeah. National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. Now, this program has been used by thousands to legally forgive thousands in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. The special program actually wipes clean a portion of your debt, and that is forgiven from what you owe from your creditors. So call for free information and get all of your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. So if you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information again and find out more at 800-218-7170. Again, there's no cost or obligation just for the information. So don't hesitate. Go ahead and call. Call 800-218-7170. That's 800-218-7170. Get your debt problem solved and call 800-218-7170 today.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Stacey. A huge thank you to our sponsors. We truly appreciate it.
I'm trying to get some of that forgiveness.
Exactly. So let's jump into our first story if you guys are ready.
That Christ-like forgiveness.
So roughly a year ago, I went on a date with a really nice guy. We had a good time, but in the few weeks after said date, I decided to call things off before they got too serious. My main reason was that he's white and I come from a very traditional Chinese family. My stepdad isn't very strict about most things, but my mom is very strict and controlling, specifically over who I date. She only wants me dating other Chinese men, and in the past when I've dated white guys, my mom went out of her way to treat them badly and butt into the relationship every chance she got. They never worked out, and I figured I would just end up back with square one with this new white guy. I called things off with him, told him the exact reason behind it, and we parted ways. The difficult thing is that we're coworkers, and things were definitely awkward after I called things off. I was going out of my way to avoid him as not to lead him on and give him false hope for the future. After a few months, though, I suddenly decided that I wanted to be with this guy and that I needed to finally gain some independence of my life. So my new plan was to get into nursing school. It's my dream job to be a nurse. And once I start making the nursing salary, they start paying as soon as you're enrolled and begin training. I was going to try and find a place of my own, move out, and do whatever I want with my life. In the meantime, at work, I was going to go back to being friendly with this guy and act a little flirty to let him know that I'm still interested so that he still likes me and doesn't move on. I never told him about my actual plans of moving out, though we would just grow close again and be friends for the time being. But two major things recently happened. Number one, I was denied entry into the nursing program, so there goes my living wage. Wow. Second, my stepdad has changed his mind on who I date. He used to think I should be able to date whoever I want, but he is now urging me to date other Chinese men for the sake of the family. If I were to move out and defy my mom, she'd disown me like she did with one of my older siblings, and our family would be torn apart. And honestly, I agree with my stepdad. Our family is already fractured. I don't see the point in making things worse. I'm torn on what to do with this guy. These past few months, I can tell that he still has feelings for me, and we've both been acting kind of flirty and extra friendly towards one another at work. I know he's waiting on me, and he's expecting me to come back to him, but I need to move on. Do I just simply move on without informing him, going back to avoiding him and letting him down, or should I at least tell him that we can't be together and that he shouldn't be getting his hopes up anymore? Like I said, he's waiting on me, and I kind of feel like I owe him an explanation. What do you think? So, Stacey, we'll go ahead and start with you on this one.
This is a really complicated one. I feel like there's so much involved in this. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it sucks that you feel that type of pressure from, you know, your parents that you can't be, you know, who yourself and date who you want. And, you know, that's unfortunate. But at the same time, you know, I understand what you're going through. So I guess for me, I have a question. I guess my first question would be if I were actually able to see you mm-hmm. and you would be able to respond is this the first guy that you've dated outside of your race? Is that in the text?
I don't think this is the first time she dated. No, she actually said this is not the first time she's dated outside of her race, but they all kind of end up the same place. Like her mother goes out of the way to make it a hardship.
All right. Okay. All right. So I guess, you know, you said that you're pretty much under your parents' thumb in terms of, you know, financially, they're taking care of you.
Sure.
And then at the same time, you're saying that you don't want to be disowned. So, of course, I want you to be able to do what you want and, you know, be independent. And, you know, I would love to give you the advice of go ahead, be free and do whatever you want. And, you know, hopefully, you know, they'll go ahead and, you know, change, you know, their minds once they find out what a great guy he is and how happy you are. But I guess I'm wondering, what if this guy isn't the one? And you go through all of this turmoil and your family disowns you.
Very true.
So I guess my advice would be if you feel that strongly in terms of your family beliefs and in family dynamics, you don't want to ruin that, then you need to go ahead and just be friends with this guy and be honest with him. And maybe, you know, just date someone that is Chinese if this is weighing very heavily on you and you don't want to go through this emotional turmoil with your family and your parents. Mm-hmm. Now, if you feel like I want to go ahead and be out on my own and I want to be my own woman and I'm not going to let, you know, my parents define my life, then go ahead. But obviously, that's not something that you're ready to do right now, or you would not have, you know, written us. So my advice to you would be let this guy know, be honest, and don't lead him on.
Very true. Good points. Paul, what do you say?
So the red-blooded American in me.
Oh, Lord. All right, let's go.
Was so upset when I first heard this text. Mm-hmm. But I had to step back. This is a cultural thing, right?
Very much so.
So in certain cultures, you know, the family is going to dictate who you can and who you can't talk to, who you can and can't see. You can go outside of that if you choose to, but like Stacey mentioned, there's going to be some real turmoil going on with the family. So originally, I was just ready to jump all over. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Sitting there letting your parents tell you how old are you and blah. But you know what? You can't do that because this is a cultural thing and it means more in certain cultures than it does in mine. So I have to look at it from that scope. So from that scope, if I put those glasses on, if this was the one, you'd be ready to hang up some of these cultural things that are holding you back. Mm-hmm. I get that you like him and you did kind of reconsider there, but you haven't told him what's going on, which is problem number one. So he just thinks you're a flake right now. And he's probably lost some level of respect for you, even though he still likes you a little bit. But you kind of damaged things a little bit. We don't know how much, but there's been some damage to the perception, because the perception is she doesn't want to talk to me anymore. She said it's because of because I'm not Chinese. Mm-hmm. But then she starts flirting with me and stuff. Now you got him confused. Right. And out of that confusion, it's either going to go one of two ways. Ooh, hopefully, like the way you wanted it to go. Like, oh, I'll just sit around and like her and wait. And maybe it'll work out. Or right. He might decide that he needs to cut his losses, take a little snatch from you since he's invested some time.
You owe
Am
me something.
Am I lying?
No.
It's possible. That is possible.
You're not wrong.
Exactly. It's possible. Now, let me introduce you to my culture.
Oh, gosh. Hopefully he's not that kind of guy.
No. We're all that kind of guy. We're literally all that kind of guy.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Communicate, as we always say on here. Mm-hmm. This is an ongoing theme for the show. You did communicate originally.
Yeah.
When you said that you couldn't talk to him because he wasn't Chinese. Continue to communicate. Tell him you're conflicted. You really do like him. However, there's all kinds of drama. He might not want to even deal with that. He might make it easy for you, but you know what? Leave it to your own devices. Or he might say that he does. And I'm down to wait. You don't know until you talk to somebody.
And so I feel like you're going to initiate the Romeo Juliet syndrome, like the whole star-crossed lovers thing. We can't be together. It's just going to make create forbidden fruit.
Look, she's going to get a job anyway.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So she's like, I have to get a job and get on my own so I can get whatever penis I enjoy. Why does she have to, like, why wait? Just do that.
Yeah, absolutely do that. But just understand that, you know what, telling him that you don't want to be with him is going to have multiple options to come back to you. One might be, he's like, you know what, this is way too much hassle. I can go swipe right on a few more people and somebody new can show up later on tonight. Or might be like, oh, you know what, since I can't have you, it makes me want you even more. So does she have the mental fortitude to actually pull through it, to stand behind this decision? Do you have the courage of your convictions to say, listen, I'm because my parents don't want me to be with you because of your race, I'm really not going to go that way. If that's how you feel, don't put it on your parents. Say it yourself. I don't want to be with you because I don't want to be with a white person. Because
I don't think
that's
the case, though.
See, but see, this is that ambiguous area.
So you
want to
make her own that.
Own it.
Yeah, but that's not hers to own.
But here's the, it is yours because she's making
the
decision.
She gets it by family default?
If she's choosing it, if she's choosing to follow this family rule, then that's her rule.
She's taking the path of least resistance.
Yeah, she's using an excuse. She's saying somebody else won't let us be together.
I don't know. I mean, that's pretty serious. I mean, think about, you know, being completely cut off. Okay, I'm not going to go ahead and put all our personal business out here, but sure. You're pretty close to your parents. So are you, Paul, right?
Yeah.
So if, you know, your mom or dad was just like, I'm going to cut you off for dating this person. Mm-hmm. And you don't even know that person that well, is it worth it?
No, but it's not worth it. But then I need to own it, though. I need to go to that person and I say, well, my mom won't let me be with you. I need to go and own it and say, like, listen, when I weighed the cost-benefit structure of what we're putting together here, the cost is just too high, and I decided that I want to stay with the easier route.
I also
made this decision. Stop breaking up people when somebody else is telling you some other BS reason.
I feel like you're looking at that through some very red, white, and blue eyes. You're not looking at this from the cultural aspect.
I'm making dating great again.
I'll vote for you. Mm-hmm. But no, you're saying that because her family is saying she can't just say, well, my parents won't let me do that. So therefore she must own the fact that she must not really want to date him at all.
No, own the fact that you make the decision. See, here's my thing. I feel like so many times we get into these breakup scenarios, mm-hmm. and people want to, it's too culturally offensive to say what you want or say what, to make the decision on yourself. So you want to hang it on something else. Well, you know what? Now is not the right time. You know, I'm really busy at work
right now. Do you feel like that's a cop out? You feel like she's copping out?
I feel like she's taking an easy route. If she goes, I'm really breaking down the semantics here. If she goes to him and like, well, I can't be with you because my parents won't let me be with you. That's not true. You're not being with him because you're choosing to go with your parents' vote. There was an option for you to go this way, but you chose own it.
But her option is also to be disowned by her family.
And you don't want, and again, there's nothing wrong with this option.
That means something different to different cultures.
Yeah.
No, like, and I'm not, I and again,
so
I,
your,
by
your
no
mom
means,
disown you, that means, all right, I ain't going to talk to her until next week.
Look, see,
Mama mad right now.
I'll be there Sunday. Right. But no, my thing is this, like, I would make this, if I was in her shoes, this is what I'm saying, I would make the same decision. But I would hope I'd be the type of person that would stand up and say, look, I am choosing this. This is not because my parents don't want me to be with you. This is because I don't want to offend them. I had a choice to make. It was either them or it was you. I chose them. I chose them. Don't leave it in the air and let it hang there like it's somebody else kind of, you know, forced up upon me. And we could be together if it was only for these, you know, these cultural binds that keep us away from each other. No, this is what it is. I am choosing to stay with my family and take the easier route. I don't have enough love for you to make a go of it. That's the real. And own that. Don't make this guy think that I could have had this great girl, but her parents are just so old school. But maybe someday we can get together. Maybe her parents will, you know, have a change of heart and you'll drag this person through the mud for all these years. I know somebody who was in the situation who they were of different religious sects. He had really serious feelings, but they couldn't, nobody owned, like, no, we can't be together because we don't choose. So it was always just kind of this almost limbo. And I hate the limbo. I hate that kind of intermediary area of, yeah, we could, but this, no, call it what it is. This is not happening because I'm choosing not to let it happen and be done with it. If you're going to break up with him and give him a reason why that you own.
How does the text say how long they were together? They were just making a go.
I think
of
they were
it,
just
right?
dating. Yeah, it wasn't serious.
So right. I get what you're saying, and I feel you with what you're saying, but I also feel what Stacey's saying as well. Stacey's saying that they don't have enough time invested for her to be making that choice between this possibility and family.
And I
not
agree.
To mention, it's not even that. I think that's a very American way of looking at it. I think it's not just this possibility and family. I think it's, I don't know anything else. So you want me to step into the wilderness
right.
on a date? That's not, that doesn't even make logical sense.
And again, I am not arguing with you guys on the stand. I'm not arguing the point that she should, you know, she should take a risk or she should try it. I'm simply saying, like, if you're going to break up with them and you're going to, instead of like coming around, being friendly, acting like it might have happened and all this other type of stuff and all these other maneuvers, own your decisions. Be a woman and say, look, this is what's going on. I am choosing this route.
Now, this is the reason why I'm on your side a little bit, though, because even though it's a cultural thing and I'm trying to be all into the cultural thing, mm-hmm. if she'd have got that job, she like, fuck this culture.
There you go. Right?
But see, I'm not
So she's already DTF now at this point.
Exactly.
So let's go ahead and play it. Like, if she would have got the job, she's out.
She's out. So it's a possibility.
So and now I'm kind of leaning towards, yeah, you really don't feel him like that.
Thank you.
Because you already ready to leave. It's not even a cultural thing at that point. This is a money thing.
There you
she's
go.
She's like, if I can't get this job, she said, like, there's other jobs you could get. You could go out on your own. Do that real American thing.
Yeah, and she could do that. Yeah. She could do that. But there has not been enough time invested in this guy for her to make a decision like that.
Or she could just declare her own independence in general.
She could, but she's obviously not ready to do so.
No, because she ain't got that money lined up. This is a money thing. I mean, if my man had bank, please believe this decision would be a whole lot easier.
I don't know. I mean, she talked about how she watched her family disown someone else.
Yeah, the sibling. Yeah.
Yeah. And how that made her feel. True. So
I bet you those other siblings that have been disowned are well taken care of by the choice they made.
Well, that's not in the text.
That's not in the text. I'm willing
we're not
to
bet
sure. a Chinese nickel on it.
All right. All right. So let's go ahead and get our final words for this one. Stace, what's your final thoughts on this one?
You know, it's just going back to what I originally said. I feel like if that's weighing on you that heavily, then you need to go ahead and just, you know, be honest with this guy, and you need to date, you know, someone that is Chinese until you're financially independent and you don't care anymore and you can do whatever you want to do. But as long as they are financially supporting you and you are living in a, you know, some fear there of what may happen if you start dating this guy, then you need to go ahead and kind of abide by their beliefs.
Absolutely. All right, Paul, what do you got?
Independence is upon you. You could get a job, play the lotto, get out of that house so you can enjoy the world. Because if you stay there, then you are subject to the rule of law that is laid out by your family. So it already sounds like she's ready to go. She's ready to go. She wants to sow her royal oats.
Right.
So, you know, find the closest temp agency. Mm-hmm. Get you a job. Get you an apartment. Get you some other penis other than Asia.
Very cool. All right. Our next story. My girlfriend and I have been together for 4 years now. During the majority of that time, I was in college and she was working full time. We both lived with our parents, so any chance we got to see each other was great. I recently graduated, though, and have been thinking it's time to address the major concerns I have with the relationship. For one, she has very few friends, and all of them were introduced to her by me. Though this wouldn't normally be an issue, my main problem is that she avoids contact with other people and is generally just the epitome of an introvert. We have tried discussing the matter briefly before, but it didn't go very far. And I'm worried about the fact that she believes that social interaction is something she neither needs to deal with nor become accustomed to. The next is that her family has medical issues and has never met my family before. Not for lack of trying, however. I've gone over to their house a few times, but in general, her family tries to keep themselves and make excuses anytime we have a meetup set up. It happened every single time to the point that we actively plan things that work with both parties' schedules and plans still fall through. Third, she currently works a job which pays roughly $24,000 a year. Though that's fine as an entry level for a high school degree, she thinks it's a fine amount and has no plans to move up in her career or get a college degree so that she can have a higher paying job. Lastly, in terms of things we like to do, we are on completely different worlds. She likes staying at home and being in PJs. I like going out and doing things. She likes watching unsolved murder mystery shows and ghost horror stories. I get horrified by the violence and prefer to stick to comedy and action movies. A few other red flags are that she never offers to drive anywhere. She has very unhealthy eating habits, is very quick to shoot down ideas and suggestions of how she can be better herself or avoid or solve a problem, and has begun to focus solely on the negative aspects of her job despite not having any ambition or drive to move up or out. With all that being said, what would you say would be a good way to bring these issues up? Paul, I'm going to start with you on this one.
From the sound of the text.
The text.
This woman must have amazing sex.
Wow. Okay, didn't see you coming up with that one.
That's what you got.
That's what I pulled from it. Because all this is a long list of reasons why you guys should not be together. Mm-hmm. You guys are not equally yoked. You guys do not have shared interests.
Yeah, now that he graduated.
You don't have a lot in common.
Now he's making that long bread.
Oh, is that what that is?
now all of a sudden.
He's smelling himself.
Yeah.
But no, I think the sex is amazing, and he's trying to figure out what else there is to like about her, but there isn't anything. Let me tell you to do yourself a favor. The list is too damn long.
All right.
If you find yourself making a list that damn long, there's nothing good about her in this text.
But that's, well, in fairness, he wrote to us because he had an issue, right? So he's not going to write necessarily the good things, or he, well, I don't know. You tell
would
me.
Stumble would he stumble across some a good stuff? Thing at one at some point in this long love letter to being free. Right. He basically, this is just him saying, please help me. Someone else tell me that it's I don't okay need to be it. Let me be the one to tell you, sir. You don't like her.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore. According to Irvin, ever since you graduated,
you
feel like you're above her.
Look, we know what happened. You got
and
that
he
first.
He is down the nose at her.
Exactly.
Like, she makes $24,000. This is almost in the same category as the lady who didn't like my man's with the old school kitchen.
Yes, exactly.
But as I digress,
yes.
My thing is, you don't like her. You just gave us a long list of why you shouldn't be with her. So you're over here, what should you do? There's only one thing to do. Leave this poor girl alone to find somebody else making minimum wage that they'll love her the way she is.
Wow. All right, Stacey, what do you have for me?
Yeah, I think Paul just pretty much summed up everything that I would say. yeah, like he said, you don't like her anymore. You're just not feeling her anymore. Like he said, the list is too long.
Right.
And I feel like you're just trying to basically be in it because you have time invested.
Mm.
But because it's 4 years, right?
Yep, four years.
Yeah. But you guys are clearly not on the same page anymore. You need to just go ahead, stop wasting time and let it go so that you can find someone that you are equally yoked with, as Paul said, and you can move on with your life. And this girl can move on with hers. Don't waste her time anymore because clearly you don't like her anymore.
Exactly. And Stacey brought up a great point I wanted to make sure I touch on. You said that he has too much time. He has so much time invested. Mm-hmm. So in economics, in the business world, we have this thing called the sunk cost fallacy, meaning that you've already spent, let's say, $1 million in R&D on a certain product and you find out that product doesn't work. You don't spend another $5 million to try and force it down people's throats and hope it works. If you've already lost 4 years with this person, you realize this is not a good fit. Mm-hmm. The only thing you can do is cut bait as soon as possible. Try and add more energy and spend more time. You can't reallocate those 4 years. Those 4 years you have to accept as a learning experience and move forward. You can't reallocate them. You can't change them. You can't convert them to anything else. Those 4 years are gone. Do not make future decisions based off past investments. If it's done, it's done. Be out. Because basically, let's face it, you got that first check from that new job. You was feeling good. You know, the bank teller starting to flirt with you. She's looking at your account like, okay. And all of a sudden, the one you used to be with just...
No, are we talking about a TV show? Are we talking about this? I feel like I've heard this before.
Here's the thing, though. I'm not willing to say that he lost 4 years. Because there is such a thing as outgrowing someone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so what's actually happened here is you've grown. You're smelling yourself now. You done stepped up. You done upgraded. Mm-hmm. And she has no ambition to grow with you. She's like, that's great for you. I'm same old me, same old G, and I ain't changing. Like, I'm not going to be nothing different. People can't outgrow each other. And so just because you outgrew somebody doesn't mean that those first 4 years was a loss. Because I'm sure that you guys were probably pretty happy during those 4 years. You've just progressed and developed, and now you aren't on the same level as this person. And so because she has no intention on getting to that level, at least not right now, not from what you can see, or at least not the way that it's written – you don't. You want to move on. Mm-hmm. You just don't know that you want to move on. You just wrote out a long ass list of why you want to move on.
Yes.
So I'm telling you, that's what that list is. You want to move the fuck on.
That's the move on.
So that's the move on list. MoveOn.org. Get up out of there. But you know, as you said, don't sit there and because this is your norm, try to make it work where you have grown, and you can't force her to grow with you either.
Yes.
And
true.
So you have to do what you have to do at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Because I feel like that went a couple of things that keep people in bad relationships are like the sunk cost fallacy. You've already invested so much time in it. I can't leave him. I can't leave her because I've been with him so long. And then there's just habitual nature. Yeah. Like I think for those 4 years, she was just habitually adequate. Mm-hmm. And now he's just at the point now it just feels right to have this person around. And the forces haven't lined up where I am, you know, happy enough about the future and yet disgusted enough with the past to make the switch. So at this point, you're just kind of in that middle area of like, well, this is better than nothing, not as good as it could be. And until the next person, what I think is going to happen if he doesn't take your advice, guys, is the next person is going to come down a pipe and that person will make the future so enticing that then he'll be ready to leave. Once he sees like a viable future and saying, oh, I could be with her. Oh, I would rather be that way.
And that's the wrong reason to leave, though.
Absolutely.
You don't want to swing vines.
Right.
Yep.
You just want to, if you notice that you are no longer you guys aren't a match anymore. Mm-hmm. You grew, she didn't. Let's just be adults. Yeah. Sit everybody down at the table. Look, I feel like I'm growing. You have no ambition towards your future. Not saying that there's anything wrong with that. It's okay to be content. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But that's not what I want. So let's just part ways and do our own thing. This is 4 years. We had a good run of it. It's time to do something else. You leaving might catapult her into a whole new area where she's like, you know what? You're absolutely right. You want some different shit? I want some different shit. And then she might be a whole new person, but that's neither here nor there. It's the fact that you don't want that anymore, and it's better to just back away from that rather than either trying to make it work or waiting until somebody else comes along and then do some cheat shit and turn into an asshole.
Yeah.
So just, you know, step away from it. And be an adult. Say what you need to say and move on.
Excellent. Okay, very cool. All right, so we have I want those bonus story in before we get to our next two stories. You guys cool with that?
Yeah,
let's do it. All right, so I love my wife, but she is infertile. And I desire progeny, but refuse the prospect of a surrogate. Should I divorce her and marry another? Stacey, we'll start with you on this one.
This is real deep.
It's real deep. I'm sorry, just to switch gears on it so hard.
And it's quite savage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm dying to hear what you guys think about this because I have like a very distinct idea in my head. But I'm curious to see what you guys say first.
All right. So he says that he loves his wife, but she's infertile.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. Does he really love her if he's willing to leave her?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
See, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, do you really love this woman that you're not willing to stay with her because she can't bear children? And, and surrogacy is not an option. Like you said, there are alternatives. You know, if you want to have a biological child, there is surrogacy. That's an option. And you're like, no, that's not an option. Why isn't that an option? Is it that you just don't want to be with this woman anymore? And that's a really good excuse?
She refused the surrogacy.
Oh, wait. Run that back then.
Wait.
That changes.
I love my wife,
scope.
But she is infertile and I desire progeny, but refuses the prospect of a surrogate.
He said I desire progeny and refuse.
I love my wife, but she is infertile.
Yeah.
So, if we're looking at it grammatically.
Read it again.
Yeah, read it again.
I love my wife, but she is infertile and I desire progeny, but refuse the prospect of surgery.
I desire progeny, but refuse.
Right.
That's his
That's
decision.
That's him. Okay. Right.
Continue, Stacey.
Thank you.
Continue.
Yeah. So as I was saying.
Sure.
Yeah, you don't love this woman.
I don't think that's fair.
I think it is. Sounds because think about it. If you really love this woman, you married her, you vowed to be with her through thick, through thin, till death do you part, and she has something that she cannot control,
all right,
and you're willing to just leave her.
I would chalk that up to sickness and health.
Sickness and health. Okay, that's health. Right. Okay.
It's definitely till death do you part.
They're
both alive like a fuck.
Right. Like, oh gosh. The fact that, as Paul said, there are options, and surrogacy is an option if you want to have a biological child and you're like, no, that's not an option, then that tells me you don't want to be with this woman, and that is not the reason why. You don't want to be with her anymore.
You
can go and skip me. I want to hear yours.
There you go. So I agree with your point. Now, the problem I have with it is that we have this idea that love is just supposed to conquer every single thing, and you're supposed to look through it. At some point, when are you just supposed to say, look, you know what? The situation didn't bounce the way I wanted it to bounce. What's the difference between she can't have a child and, well, she decided she doesn't want to have sex with me anymore? Or, you know what, she's gained 200. If something happened that you're no longer interested in this person, that happens. And just because, it doesn't mean that the love wasn't real. You're just like, you know what? The life I thought I was going to have, I want.
Did you catch that?
Yeah.
What's that? That you're no longer interested in this person.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he doesn't love her. Like, you can love somebody and just say, look, you know what? I love you, but the system we're putting together doesn't work for me. Like, this is not the situation I want to be in. Paul?
The good senator from Michigan would like to claim the floor.
The floor recognizes Senator.
Dude, all right. We're talking about somebody's wife. We're not talking about some chick that they're dating or someone that they met at the club.
Mm-hmm.
When you said the vows, you made the vow of sickness and health until death do you part. There is not anything that she has willingly done. You compared it to she doesn't want to have sex with me anymore. That's a choice. Mm-hmm. That's something she made a choice of due to whatever disconnect there is in the relationship. I would argue that she probably wants nothing more than to give this man the child that he wants. But because she has a problem, he's willing to leave that relationship and not even take any of the alternatives there. This man doesn't love her. He wants out. So take out. This is a good excuse that you found. use that as the excuse if that's what makes you feel better when the judge slams the gavel. Mm-hmm. Stop it, Justin Roshi. But
you stop it, Justin Yoshi.
I'm not passionate about this.
Right.
Because it's not fair to this woman. Because
wait, what's not fair?
Maybe not fair wasn't the proper term.
Okay.
It's sad.
Yes.
Because this woman probably loves her husband, and her husband mm-hmm. does not love her. And that's a sad story, period. Mm-hmm. And the simple fact that he wants to come on here, quite cowardly, I would add, and say that it's because she's infertile. That's blame.
This is the problem I have with this whole thing.
You want the Asian lady to claim her feelings,
yeah.
not claim at all.
And he needs to be honest
with claim
this.
It, too.
That's what, and it's all the same thing. But how can we have to attach so much judgment to him, like you're a coward?
Cowardly.
No, it's not
own
cowardly.
Your shit. This man, I don't want to be with you anymore.
Exactly.
Don't put it on her.
It's not on her.
She has to carry that albatross now. He's my husband because I'm infertile.
If he's had a vision his whole life of what he wants his life to be, and you can't provide that for him, it's tragic.
Okay,
and
Irvin,
it's sad.
It would be different.
But
I'm sorry.
It's not a point. He lived the rest of his life unhappy just because if this is what it is. Look, I want to have a kid. You can't. Our situation doesn't work. Now we want to say he's cowardly. We want to say he's this. No. He is making a decision in his own self-interest. Now, what would you rather him do? Stay with her and be just like, I would want him to try.
Yeah. Options. There's options.
Right.
He can still have a biological child surrogately. He said surrogacy.
So he said he doesn't. If he says, if
he
said,
wants to see a woman fat and give birth.
Listen, if that's what you want, go for it with all your heart. Don't sit here and settle for anything less than that because you're just going to be miserable down the road.
Then admit that it's all about you and it has nothing to do with this other woman.
I'm not arguing that part.
Okay.
And if it's all about you, it's not love.
I'm
love
not arguing,
is not
the
selfish.
Let
the lady speak for a moment. Yeah, thank you, gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Okay. Irvin, this would be a completely different situation if she was making the option and making the decision to not have children. Mm-hmm. If she was saying, I don't want children.
Then she's taking his
right. I would be like, okay, go ahead. Yes, leave her. Because that's something that you clearly want. And this is someone that is not on the same page with you.
Okay.
In this case, she wants children, but she can't give you children due to medical reasons. Yeah. However, there are alternatives that you aren't willing to take because you really don't want to be with this woman and you don't want to admit that you just don't want to be with her. Right. This is an excuse. This is a way for you to get out of this marriage.
Yes.
And you're thinking that this is a good way to get out of it because it's putting the blame on, oh, well, you can't have kids
and
instead of the real core reason of why you don't want to be in this marriage anymore.
That's why I disagree with. I disagree with the idea we conflate all the extra to it. There's nothing wrong with him saying, listen, the view I had of my life was to be with a pregnant woman. If you can't do that, I'm sorry. That is tragic. And I hold nothing against you for that. But that's not what I want. So I'm going to leave. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But all of a sudden now we look at him.
This is what I wanted. What you were saying was a very clever political way of saying mm-hmm. nothing at all. You haven't said anything.
What did I say?
There's no ownership there.
That is ownership.
I don't want that.
Exactly.
I don't want you.
Okay.
That's fine. You say that. Don't. But that's not what he said.
That's what he said.
No, that's not what he said.
What he said is, it's her fault.
It is actually her fault.
He's saying it's her fault.
No. I love my wife, but she's infertile, and I desire progeny.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. Yeah.
But refuse.
I refuse to cross my surrogate.
It's short enough to read the whole thing again.
Should I divorce her and marry another? Yeah.
Yes, you should divorce her and marry another if you don't want to be with her anymore.
Yeah. But why we got to add all this stuff? Like, he's a coward. You know, he never loved her. Like, look,
well, I never said he never loved her.
All right, let's
he doesn't love her now.
Again, I'm willing to say,
and
this part here, whether he loves her or not right now, I'm still willing to believe that there's. It's possible. He just doesn't love the situation.
Nothing cowardly about the statement you made. The statement you made was very, very HR, bring you into the office. I'm sorry, Todd. We got to let you go. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
Well, this is the question he's asked us. This is what he said.
Huh? Okay. Well, maybe he'll have a better crafted breakup.
Possibly.
Speech. But what is here is the makings, the ingredients
mm-hmm.
of some cowardly shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this text, it's her fault because she's infertile, and I don't want no surrogacy. So is, if you don't, so I gotta do my own thing. Or should I do my own thing? The simple fact that you're contemplating doing your own thing when there's so many options.
And see, I'm thinking the fact he's contemplating it says that he does love, like there's something keeping him there. Because if he was really heartless about it, he mm-hmm. could just be out. But he's like, if he is suffering turmoil over this, if he is really like, ugh, I don't know what I should do, I think there's something there versus like, oh, you're cowardly, you're looking for the easy way out. No, you know what? The ball didn't bounce your way. Let's switch the story around. Let's say that it was the man, and let's say he was impotent. He couldn't, you know, couldn't get it up anymore. He was, you know, he's reached that age, whatever.
Right.
He can't do it anymore. She's like sexually starved. Should she just like, should she say, come to him and say, oh, you know what? I'm going to find other options. Should I leave you or should I not leave you? Oh, she doesn't love him.
She doesn't.
No, that's not.
There's
doesn't
other
love
options.
The situation.
His tongue still works.
She should at least try. She should at least try. But the fact that he's not willing.
But,
you know
but at what point do we accept
this,
the situation?
It's not even a should thing.
Why we accept the situation is out of everybody's control.
Can I say something?
Yeah, well, let me finish this up.
Go ahead. You go first.
At some point, you got to accept the fact. Mm-hmm. This situation is out of your control. Mm-hmm. You may have wished and hoped things are different, but they're not. This has happened to you. You are in a bad situation, and it sucks. And so you know what? You got to move forward and move on. And the best thing you can do is walk away and just call it what it is. And in my opinion, be selfish. Be non-destructively ruthless. Because if you stay for any other reason, to check because it should lurk, you should be this, it should be other stuff, you're just going to make each other miserable in the long run. And then you're going to, because you're going to hate her every day. For every time, because you just plant this little no that you got in your life. I want a kid? No. You take that no and you plant it, and now it's a resentment tree. And it's going to grow every year, and you're going to look at her every year wrong. Why don't you let her go be with somebody who's okay with the surrogacy option? It's like, yeah, you know what? Baby, I'm willing to rock with that. And, or somebody who may not even want kids, maybe they can find. Let her go and do it just because, look, you know what? I don't want the situation, and it's okay to not want it.
We can agree on let her go.
Right.
Yeah. But that's.
But he's not a coward because
of it. We keep saying should. We're throwing the word should around.
Yeah.
And we don't need to.
Okay.
If you love your woman, you will. Mm. Love takes should and makes it will. This is not a question of whether or not I'm going to explore options or whether or not I should explore options. Doctor comes into the room, me and the woman that I love, and mm-hmm. says, I'm sorry, you're infertile. You can't hold children. What are our options? That's what love asks. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing out of love's mouth is what are our options?
But see, again,
the way you feel for this woman should be exemplary of the way that God feels about you. So if it's not that, then it isn't that. So, yes, we agree.
All right.
Please be selfish and move the fuck on because you don't love your wife, unfortunately.
I don't think it's fair
to say
he doesn't
love her.
The reason
why I've been thrown, you don't like the fact that I called him cowardly.
Right.
The reason why I say cowardly is because the way this is crafted sounds like we are in the makings of him putting this off on her
right,
as her
blame.
Fault for being infertile. And that is cowardly.
Now, that is, now, and I'm all about owning your wishes and owning your things, what you want,
right.
And living your truth. That's what you want, dude. Walk that.
Yeah.
You know, stop this whole thing like you need to stay there because it's the right thing to do. You need to stay there because you should be there.
Right.
No, you don't like it. Walk away. Fine.
Yeah. You know,
and do it as fast as possible.
Yeah. Quickly so she can find somebody else and be a great woman to that other person while you walk around with your fat pregnant chick that you finally got.
There you go. Again,
have nine babies
why
and end up
not,
on child support.
Why are we not wishing, why are we not wishing them both the best? Like, how can we say, look, dude, I hope you go find a woman, get her pregnant, and you can take care of that pregnant woman the way you always wanted to. You deserve to be happy, just like she does.
Say I drank a little bit too much Haterade.
A little bit too much Haterade.
Let me pour some of the Haterade out. Yeah, because
this is happening to him, too.
Good luck to you, sir.
Yeah, good May luck.
May you enjoy
there you go.
All of the elements that pregnancy has to offer you.
There you go. All right. So you guys have final words on this one, or is it too hot?
No, I think we pretty much said it.
You have said it? All right. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. The tension in here. I like it. All right. Let's go back to the next story. I've been out of the dating scene for a long time. Just recently started again through online dating. Isn't that a mess?
Yeah.
Anyway, I met a really nice guy who I've been out a few dates with, and he's been so sweet. Paid for our dates, respectful, calls when he says he will, opens every door for me, shares some stuff about himself on a deeper level. The guy's a real deal. For what it's worth, we're both in our 40s, divorced for a long time. But he won't touch me. I have done some typical things you do when you like someone. Sit or lean in close, touch him, look him in the eyes, and I get nothing. I did tell him I was a hugger. I hug every time we meet and every time we say goodbye. And he replied how he loved getting hugs from me. But no kissing, no hand-holding. I'm just kind of at a loss. If this is going slow, it seems like it's going at a glacial pace. This week, I'm going over to his house for dinner, and I'm hoping that the fact that we will have privacy will help move us in the direction of getting physical. Even just one kiss would be progress. But at this point, I feel like an awkward teenager. All the typical stuff I do doesn't seem to work, and now I'm not sure what to do. I was hoping y'all would have some suggestions on what I could do at this point to get him to kiss me. Maybe I'm reading everything wrong, though. I feel like he doesn't make a move, and then all he's looking for is a friend, and I have enough of those. Thanks in advance. I sure appreciate your help. Stacey, we'll start with you on this one.
Actually, it's Paul's turn.
Oh, sorry. Paul, we'll start with you on this one.
How old are we?
40.
Is it in the 40s?
In the 40s.
Sounds like it's coming
from. But this is very common.
You know, it is, and it doesn't need to be. Lady, you're at his house. Just have a conversation. I've been in this situation. Let me tell a personal story.
All right.
Same thing.
Okay.
Seemed to be a lot of interest going on.
Sure.
But there were never any lingering looks or any active cues that would lead me to believe that I should go ahead and cross the barrier into let me aggress you.
Okay. Let me aggress
so
you.
So me, being the type of person I am, always willing to address the elephant in the room.
You whipped it out.
Oh, fucking, excuse me, Mr. Elephant. Let's get addressed.
Right.
I was like, so is this a friendship thing? Because I'm feeling like there's a connectivity vibe going on. However, I'm not feeling a physical vibe. So I'm to the point where I want to do certain things, but I'm not. I really feel like you're not there. And
can a woman do that?
Absolutely. Anybody can do anything they want to. Let's be adults.
Here's what I'm asking.
Let's be adults and have a conversation.
I feel like, and this again, Stacey, you have to correct me because I try not to speak on the women's behalf as much as possible, but my perception of a woman's role in that point is that if she says that, she's giving away way too much leverage. See, and she won't be able to play the
games. You just said it. She won't be able to play.
Won't be able to play, right? Because she comes out like,
do
look, you know.
Games.
Yeah, but like if she's trying to play, look, you know what? I know women struggle with the idea of like, oh, is it too soon to be intimate? Is it too long? To be intimate.
Wait, and all of a sudden you know if he's interested.
Yeah, but all of a sudden you tell him like, look, you know what, I really want some more with you, and I'm not good. Like, have you taken anything off the table that he no longer has to guess about, that you're kind of hoping stays out there and lingers?
You don't have to give up your position by asking a question. Are you interested? That's just the question.
Yeah. And so he says yeah.
Then that's all you need to know. Because if he's saying he's interested at that point, and then you're not doing anything else.
But her question is, what can I do to help to get him to kiss me to move forward? Stacey, what do you got?
All right. So this may be something that is completely out of the norm for you, but I would say, why not kiss him?
Ooh, that's good. Now, that's happened to me before. I've had a girl kiss me first, and I was like, oh.
But well, here's the better question. Well, why did she have to?
Because I couldn't read. Again, I am Captain Oblivious. So very often I do not pick up the signs, and I'll just be like, just walking in the world thinking like, oh, I guess we're just kind of, you know, this is back when I was in college. So I was just like, oh, I guess we're kind of friends, whatever. And then we were going out and hanging out. And she was like, then one day she just pulled me aside and kissed me. I was like, oh.
She could talk to him or she could kiss him. Either way,
yeah.
Take matters into your own hands and address the situation as an adult, be it through a conversation or take Stacey's route and grab him by the back of his neck.
You know, when you said grab him by, I was like, this could go really
right. No, don't do that. But I'm just saying, if she wants to kiss him, go for it. And if he's receptive, if he's receptive, then you have your answer. Then, you know, let the night play out.
And if he's
come on, right. You know when the night's going after that.
And if he's not receptive, so what? Get somebody else.
Right. That means he's not that into you. Yeah. If he's not receptive.
And then you found out early. It's best to know.
Does she kiss him at his house or beforehand?
Kiss wherever the hell she wants to.
Here's my thing.
Well, I say you show up in the trenchy with nothing on under.
Now that I don't recommend.
Sweet
Jesus. That is trenchy.
That may be a little too aggressive.
I declare.
No. That's like for relationship.
No, she shouldn't. Yeah. You know what though? Go ahead. Now you may feel me or you may not. But go ahead when he answers the door, when you show up to the door, instead of that hug, after that hug that you always give, give him a kiss afterwards. You can kiss people hello. Mm-hmm. That's going to let you know whether you need to damn follow that backup plan for the evening.
Or at the end of the night, you know, the good night kiss.
Oh, yeah, the good night kiss. Like, go ahead and initiate.
I hate waiting the entire night to find out if I'm
But she's been
somebody.
Waiting.
But see, you're a kisser, though. Like, yeah, that's like your thing.
It is.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying, like, you just hey, how you doing? Hug. Kiss him. And gauge the reaction. Mm-hmm. He's going to be like, oh. I'm doing great. Let me show you what we've got going on this evening. Or he's going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Or I am not that type of man.
Or she might feel the bump. And then you know.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
There you go. All right.
He might poke you.
Excellent. All right, here we go. Last question for the evening,
poking
guys.
Poking stuff.
Have you ever just started sleeping with someone to get over someone else?
What?
Does it actually work? I figure it makes a breakup official, right? Some validation? I haven't been with anyone else for years, and I'm so scared. It makes me want to throw up. But maybe I need to get it over and done with. Make the breakup official in my head by doing it, and I won't be attached and hurt anymore. Does that work? Stacey, I'm going to start with you on this one.
All right. So you guys know that sometimes I joke and I'm like, the best way to get over someone is to get under someone.
Hey.
I've never heard you say that.
Actually, no, I never heard you say that.
Really?
No. The best way to get over someone is maybe 90 days later, get under
friend.
Someone.
Look, maybe I just say that to my friend.
That sounds antithetical to everything I know about you.
But you know, I jokingly say it. You know okay. what I'm saying? And that's really
when
Tito's
is involved.
I'm just saying, that's when I'm trying to encourage someone to move on. Oh. You know? But in this case, I'm like, okay, why haven't you been dating for years? I have questions. Like, I want to know what happened in your last breakup that was, like, so traumatic that, you know, the thought of dating makes you want to throw up.
Years? Oh, I haven't had sex in years.
Wait, let's go back. Hold on.
Yeah, have you ever just started sleeping? I figure I haven't been with anyone else for years. And it sounds like she's talking about in the constraints of sex.
Yeah, I haven't been with anyone else for years.
Been with anyone else.
Okay,
she may have dated.
Those years might include during the time of the relationship.
Oh, that's true. She might have been with that. She have been with anyone
she
else besides
still be
the last
a week
guy.
Or two out of the relationship and still not have been with anyone else for years if the relationship
that's true.
Lasted for years.
Yeah,
but I guess I just have questions like what happened in your last, you know, experience, dating experience, sexual experience, whatever, that the thought of being with someone new makes you want to throw up?
Very great question. That's a great question.
I'm like, whatever that is, that's what you need to deal with before you just go out here sleeping with random people, right?
The reason was 'cause she's still in love.
Right,
she's still owned up here. She's still owned. So the thought of being with somebody else makes us sick to her stomach. So she's thinking she can prescribe herself some new penis,
dude,
and that's going to end that. No,
that's some good game right there. If you got a woman owned to that level, dude, salute to you. If she, you're like, if I think of another man, I might throw up. Jesus Christ.
Dude, that's somebody else.
Go ahead. Try
to take a vomit bag, which.
That's a whole different level of the game. I've never even conceived of that.
But that's what that is. She's owned in the mind. She hasn't been with someone for, like, so she hasn't been with anyone else for years.
Right.
That either means that she's been out of a relationship for a very long time and has not been with someone, or she's been in a relationship for years and now she is single, however newly that single is. And the thought of being with somebody else is sickening.
And you know what? I can see that being scary.
Yeah, that's
even in absence of another person, like the whole mind game thing, right? Just the idea, like you haven't shown your naked body to someone else in years. Mm-hmm. And maybe she has body issues and it's like all of a sudden the idea of like bridging that with somebody else.
Or it's just the fact of being with someone new just makes her, you know, uneasy.
There's a comfort level there.
Yeah.
So
and the simple fact that this isn't a decision that she's making out of emotion. She's trying to make a physical decision through some twisted sense of practicality, like if I have sex with someone else, that means the relationship's really over, right?
Yep.
There was a question there. She was like, that means it'll be over. Is that how I end the pain? No, that's not how you end it. That's how you hurt yourself even worse. You're going to end up
why is
crying.
Hurting worse?
Oh, she's going to end up crying on that dude.
Sorry.
He's going to be thinking that he is giving her the best dick of her life. Yo, he's going to be telling his friends, yo, she was over there crying, yo. She went and got in the shower and was crying. No.
Wait, that doesn't mean that you're the best one ever.
Gosh. Shit.
Yeah, sorry. No. She was very much in love with someone else. You should probably hold her, rub her back or something. But
not
no,
the,
she
not that, that I know, not not not
everything
I'm not the
in
one.
This text is wrong.
Okay, break it down for me.
All of it's wrong. You're not about to find peace of mind by finding a piece of dick. That's problem number one.
All right,
had to happen.
All right,
you're also not about to end the relationship because you started helping somebody else. That the relationship is still going on up here.
Mm-hmm.
That's where everything is up here. That's where the changes need to happen. You don't need to have anything happening down below because that's not where the problems are.
See,
problems are in the head.
And see, again, this might be the man's side of me thinking
Let's
this.
Let's hear it.
I think giving it a whirl might just help. Because I think once
giving
you get it, giving it a whirl.
Oh, giving it a whirl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, just rip the Band-Aid off and say, okay, you know what? I've done, like, if you have somebody who's afraid of, like, you know, getting shots, or somebody who's afraid of spiders, you know what? Pick up a spider.
Mm-hmm.
And just get it over with, get it done, face it. And now I'm saying, okay, wow, that happened. It sucked. It was whatever. But you know what? I don't have the question in my mind anymore. That's what's killing me. If your whole thing is like being with somebody else is making me throw up and I'm done, get it over with. whether it sucks or not, you know, you'll be fine. It's 8 minutes out of your life. Make sure you protect yourself. You'll be okay. Get it over and be done with it.
How often does the first detox help someone who's addicted to a drug? How many people went through the first detox and said, I no longer do heroin?
How many people have had to have the first detox before they could get on the road to recovery, though?
Fair enough. But what I'm saying is your mind is chemically addicted. The release of the pheromones are happening as a result of your connection with someone else. That's a chemical addiction that you have to go through withdrawal on. One of the common symptoms of withdrawal is vomiting. So she over here talking about she's about to throw up. That's withdrawal. And it sounds like she's not very long out of this relationship also.
But yeah.
So
she's had years, didn't she?
It says that she hasn't been with someone else for years.
Yeah, haven't been with another person for years.
We don't know if that means that she's been single for years or she just hasn't been with anyone else for years, which could include the time she was within the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take that however you want. But either way, she's still attached up here. That's a chemical attachment. That takes time to release. And having sex with someone else isn't going to do it. I'm not saying that you should never hump somebody else.
Right.
What I'm saying is don't have the false expectation that just from humping him that all your problems are going to go away.
I agree with that.
Right.
I agree with that. Absolutely. But I do believe that.
It's a Band-Aid on a bullet wound.
Yeah.
If your heart's broke, humping somebody else is a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. You may feel all right.
It's better than it's better than just an open wound. Band-aid something.
Yeah, fuck it. Bleed.
I think
bleed out, die, and let the new person come to life.
Yeah, I think she needs to go out there, start dating, and once she's comfortable with a particular person, sleep with them, and then that's you getting over this individual because you actually have a connection with someone else. But you just going out sleeping with a random person that you don't really care about to get over whoever it is that you're in love with, that is not going to make the situation better. You're not going to instantly get over them because you just had 10 minutes of sex. Doesn't work that way.
I like how you upgraded my 8 to 10. I see. But again, so I think we're conflating issues, but I think you guys are right. Absolutely. This sex will not patch up your feelings and your hurt that you have over this other person.
No.
However, if we're talking about your inability to get over the mental blockage between having sex with someone else because you haven't been with somebody else new, go ahead, get it over with, and be done with it. That's my take on it.
But let it be someone you like, though.
Yeah, that's not again, healthy. See, that's it, right there.
I think that's the difference between male. Like I said before, I think there might be the man-woman side of me is different. The man side of me is like, just go ahead and get it over with, be done with it, and disappoint some girl, and then be on your way, and just send her flowers the next day.
Male or female, the healthy is healthy, though. It's still not a healthy practice. Even as a male, it's not a healthy practice.
Which part are we talking about, though? Are we talking about just the hump, just to get past it, to
start the road to recovery by humping everything you
see. No. The road to recovery is, those are separate things. Your recovery road is different.
Get out of the mental status that this dick belongs to her. I'm going to give it to somebody else. That's still not healthy.
I've seen it help many a man.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
You've seen it put a Band-Aid on many a man who fronted like they were helped in some
way. I've seen many men get their confidence back and say, you know what? I still got it. I'm still somebody.
Yeah.
And that same dude cried
on the way home.
Right. They were still in
after
love.
After he was done talking to you. After he was done chopping it up with his boys and on his first time to sit there and think to himself, he was still in the same mental position he was before.
Yeah, but that's a different thing, though. The mental position that he's in before is different than the physical inability to be with somebody else.
I'm sorry, I was about to pass out from heat stroke.
Tad warm here. All right. Well, that's our last story for the night. Anyway, guys, thank you all so much for being with us for our first season. We will be back mid-August for start season 2 up. So by all means, keep sending your stories in. We love to hear from you. Hope you guys have a great summer. Talk to you soon.